Welcome back to Adventures of a Hot Wife, featuring me, sexy soccer mom and hot soccer daddy. And today we have two very special guests on the podcast. We have the gorgeous, the beautiful Farah and her husband, The Fox. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We are super excited to be on here and talk to you guys. It's our first time doing this, so yeah, it's exciting.
I love trying new things.
Good. We're so excited to have you guys. I follow you on social media platforms, and you guys are just fucking hot. You're smoking hot. I mean, Farah's beautiful. Your content is so sexy. So why don't you give our listeners like a little background into your story, how you guys got into the lifestyle and what brought you to this point?
Yeah, I would love to do that. We have quite the background. So I'm going to take you back a little bit, kind of paint a picture where we came from. So we were actually high school sweethearts. I don't know if it says it on our Twitter bio or not. I know it says on our
You said concept, it somewhere because yeah. You've been married like over 20 years, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So
married 19 years, but together.
Together over like 25 years at this point. Because we started dating. I was 15. He was 16. I had a crush on him when I was 14 years old. And so we just been together for a very long time.
How did you ever think back then your little 14-year-old self was not only going to marry this guy, but then you guys were going to be like exploring this whole other side of life?
not even remotely, because here's the other thing is that so high school is sweethearts, but we're also raised super, super conservatively. We were, I don't know if you've heard of the Mormon religion, mm-hmm. but we were Mormon. And so back then, especially, there was like a lot of guilt and shame around, you know, just sex in general and just, you know, just how we're taught masturbation is a sin and there's like no sex before marriage. So there's lots of like heavy, heavy stuff around the sexual world in general. But we were horny teenagers and we dated, and you know, you can't tell a teenager don't have sex. What do you think? I mean, especially when you're attracted to someone else.
The more you say it's bad and taboo and off limits, every teenager's like, perfect. That's what I want to fucking do.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you made this a lot more interesting. Yes. I was saying I can't do this.
Here's this amazing thing, but you can't do it until you're married.
Yeah. And it's a sin. But once you're married, have at it.
Yeah. I know. So it's kind of, it was like, yeah, that hard switch to flip. But yeah, growing up, like I still remember having like being taught that if you have sex before marriage or do anything sexual, as a woman, you're like viewed as a chewed piece of gum. Like, mm-hmm. who would want a chewed piece of gum, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was very heavy and it's like a lot of wiring to have to get past. Anyway, so fast forward 5 years, we get married, we're in young 20s, we're married. And then like all that guilt and shame kind of like came back out of nowhere. It was weird, like after we got married. And so
for both of you or for you, like, Farah? Did it come back
for me?
Guilt? For you, okay.
Yeah, for me, the Fox was always bad boy kind of. I was raised very Mormonly. He was in the Mormon world and not really raised that way, I guess.
Well, I was what they call a Jack Mormon. Like, I was doing it because I didn't know anything else, but I was definitely on the fringes. But that is the thing, like, for a guy raised in Mormon church, you're like, you're just looking forward to that day you get married, and then it's just like, you know, all bets are off, right? and so yeah, that was what happened. Like growing up together, like we're in this cycle of like, I would be trying to be quote unquote good. And then she would seduce me. And then she would be trying to be quote unquote good. And then I would, and actually I didn't go on a mission because we didn't follow the rules and that kind of stuff. You know, Mormons serve a mission. Mormon men are expected to serve a mission. So there was all that. But yeah, then when we get married, I'm like, sweet, I can do whatever. And then
that's why Mormons seem to get married way early.
Is it so you guys can fuck?
Oh yeah.
But now I understand
did you guys wait till you got married?
No, we did not. I was 15, he was 16. It took us probably like 6 months or a year after we started dating, whatever that was, to like I started like playing with his cock and like all like more innocent kind of stuff. And then we didn't really have sex until it was before we were married. Yeah. But
it was into high school.
Yeah, it was high school, late high school.
Yeah.
That we did.
Oh,
we did have.
Yeah, you gotta say that.
Okay, so get this. My like upbringing of not being, we weren't taught anything about sex. It was just don't do it. And so we're getting hot and heavy one day, and his dick's out, and I'm like super horny. Anyway, so I'm like, just stick it in my ass. Like,
you so just went like, for it.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, that's not really sex, right? And I'm not going to get pregnant. So, you know, I'm just naive, don't even know any better. So, yeah, we had anal before we actually had, like, sex.
That's amazing. Most women be like, put it in my mouth. Not you. You're like, put it in my ass. Just go.
So I've heard rumor, and I know nothing. I'm not very religious. But specifically with Mormon religion, I have heard that happen quite a bit. Like, well, I'm not having vaginal penetrative sex. Anal's okay. Yeah. You know, they don't specifically say anything. And then, what, like soaking or is that the right phrase?
Oh, that's a new one. That's a new one they come out with. But back then it was
BYU
like.
BYU thing. I did go to BYU. That's the church school, right?
So you got the in on the whole, the cougar sex stories, huh?
Yeah, it had funny stories. I actually got kicked out of BYU for having sex with Farrah because I was an idiot and turned myself in because I felt so bad about it.
Oh my gosh, you were like, I had sex with my girlfriend and they kicked you out of school?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, they do. It's crazy.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, I'm totally, we're going off on a tangent here.
I can sit here
talking to you guys all day long about all this. Okay,
because so, that would be a long hour podcast just so you know.
He mentioned soaking. You got to explain soaking.
Yeah, I'm like, what is soaking over here?
Okay, real quick, we'll mention soak. So basically, the guy, you know, he puts his cock inside the woman's pussy and just leaves it there.
You don't move.
You don't move.
You just soak it.
You just leave it, and that's okay.
Big soak that way, it's not sex.
That's like all like the mental like gymnastics you do just to like feel okay about.
Wow. Well, talk about mental gymnastics. I could not ever imagine just putting my dick inside of a pussy and just leaving it.
Like, not
no way. Talk about torture.
Hoping for like an earthquake or something. Right.
I really hope I have a seizure right now. I'm praying for a seizure.
So needless to say, there was a lot of like I don't know, just how we were raised, it wasn't the best wiring and how we viewed it and the guilt and shame. Anyway, so fast forward, we got married, kind of took a step back with our, like, I just kind of took a step back sexually, but.
I'm like, what gives? This is when we're supposed to be, like, guilt-free.
Yeah, like, I married you, man. We're good now.
Yeah, like, come on. And then another like 10 years later after our marriage, we end up leaving the Mormon church, and for many reasons. Even before leaving, we were, quote, being naughty by playing with vibrators, which led us to dildos in the room. And anyway, my first dildo was actually a mold of the fox's cock.
Somehow that seemed like it was okay.
Yeah. You know, it's not cheating if it's his.
Yeah. So really, that's when our sex life took off again, like, since we were married, is because we were just being more open in the bedroom, like, bringing new things into our sex life and just being more open that way.
So, but wait, real quick, Farrah, you said that, like, vibrators and stuff were naughty. So even, I'm sorry, because I don't know much about the Mormon religion, even after you're married, is that stuff looked down upon? Is it literally just supposed to be between a man and a woman, procreation, you don't need all the toys and stuff?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And I was even taught, we were taught that there's no, quote, kissing below the belt. Yeah. Blowjobs. Like, we couldn't, like, really? Like, that was my first, like, shocker. I'm like, what am I part of here?
Yeah.
Like, I can't do this.
Okay, now the anal makes more sense.
Right.
Yeah. They don't want to talk about anal and stuff, so you don't hear about it. So you just go for it.
Yeah, that must be okay. Okay, got it. Yeah. Okay, so you guys leave the church, and then what happens?
Yeah, but even a little bit before that, like I said, we were playing with vibrators, and the fox got, like, a mold of his cock so we could, like, see it, because I think he already had, like, that desire to see.
I don't know. I didn't understand what I was dealing with, but I had this idea of, I was trying to fight, you know, Mormon religion is very patriarchal, and, like, you know, there's a value that Farah has only had sex with me, right? That's what I was taught to believe. And so it was a scary thing to think, oh man, something else is going to, you know, go in her.
Right? As far as getting a different dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly.
But I want to see something go in her. So yeah. I might as well be just a replica of me.
Right. So I was like research. I was trying to find, and it was my idea. And I was trying to find all these dildos and I was like, oh, try to find one. Let's look at the measurements, measuring my cock and like get sure everything. But I was like, you know what? And I saw a mold kit. I'm like, oh, there we go. I'm just going to do the mold kit.
Those things are such a pain in the ass, aren't they?
We've tried one of those.
Oh yeah, man.
There's nothing easy about doing those.
Yeah, and it always turns out looking like, really? That's my cock?
No, it looks nothing well, like it. Like,
I'm trying to keep him hard and get like this mold on him, and he's trying to keep it hard. And it takes four hands to get it done. And then, yeah, came out. I will tell you guys, I've never once played with his cock mold. I'm like, nope, I'm good.
I think I did once, and then we started just getting dildos in general. But, like, that one time, like, I still remember the look on his face, and he was like, this is amazing.
He was sold that was first like, time.
Yes, yeah. So I think that's kind of, like, where it started to take off from. But that was earlier on in our marriage. But it wasn't until about, like, 5 years later than that, so maybe, like, 5 years ago, that we started dabbling into, like, we had the fantasy for a while about him watching or me being with other guys. And then we started dabbling into making that fantasy into reality. But it's nothing we really planned on happening, just did. So, like, about 5 years ago, we went on, like, a weekend getaway with the Fox's old college roommate. And we were just around our hotel room having drinks with them. And I think I was giving a little lap dance or something, and our friend was in the room too, and I could tell he was getting turned on by it. And before you know it, like, both their pants are down, and I look over there, and I'm like, I'm just going to go suck our friend's cock. And so I started sucking his cock, and I look over, and the fox, like, he just blew his load, like, instantly. He was so turned on by it. It was just like, not even a chance. And he can go for quite a while without coming, like, to the point where it's kind of like frustrating for me. I'm like, come on. But like, to see him like come instantly, I'm like, wow, that was hot.
Like we got something here. We've got something here.
Yeah. That's a turn on.
Yeah. It was a classic. This never happens to me because normally it doesn't, but it was amazing. So happy about it. I was like, what the, like, it was unbelievable.
It was probably like an out of body for you. Like, you're like, is this really happening? Is she doing this?
Yeah,
it was surreal, but the best way.
Because I guess we played around the bedroom for so long, like fantasizing about it, to actually have it happen was.
And your buddy's like, "Can I go on vacation with you every weekend?"
Right. Yeah, it's kind of hooked. Yeah. But yeah, so I loved it. I was like way turned on by it too. But it was one of those things. Is like next day though, I still like, even though we were out of the church, out of the religion, I still had that old wiring in me that I feel like there was still some of that guilt and shame that came back. I'm like, well, that sucks. Like, I love sex, but who wants to feel like guilt and shame after having sexy fun? So anyway, it kind of took like a little brief step back. I figured myself out, tried to rewire things and undo this, how I was raised and conditioned. And because I knew I was always a very sexual person. It was just tried to be, or they try to bury that.
Condition it out. Yeah, they really do.
Yeah, and so anyway, I can't even imagine with religion, because I'll tell you guys, I'm not a very religious person at all, but I felt exactly the way you did after my first hot wife date. I loved it. The whole experience was so hot, and I knew I was going to do it again, but I had this guilt that, like, this isn't right. Like, I have children. I have a husband. This isn't how it's supposed to be, and it's not even a religious thing, it's a societal thing. So now you have society and religion working against you. Like, I can't imagine the shame you probably felt.
That's kind of just the extra weight of it there for sure. But that's why I've loved, like, even I wish I found your podcast sooner, honestly, because even the little bits of that I've heard of it, I'm like, this is what I've needed. Like, this is what I needed like 5 years ago. Like,
well, isn't it nice to know we all feel this way? Like, everyone I've talked to, they're like, oh yeah, after that first time, I'm like, is this wrong? Are we, even though my husband loves it, I love it. It's consensual. It's doing great things for our marriage. Like, is it wrong? Like, is there something wrong with me?
Right. And that's absolutely what the checklist, like, I went through too when I was like figuring all this out of like, what is it that I really want? Because I'm like, okay, A, I love doing this. B, like, our sex life and our marriage has never been stronger. So what is the harm in it? Why am I feeling this guilt? I'm like, okay, that's not me. That's just how I was raised by other humans that had a skewed view on sex. And anyway.
So the next day after that happened, was the fox just like looking at you like he wanted to devour you every second of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the best? That was my favorite.
Yeah. No, yeah. He loved it. And like, he was concerned because he could tell that I kind of had this weight about me, and he wanted me just to like not have that as well. But I could tell like it definitely turned him on big time at the same time.
Well, we had role played it so long that like I was so ready. And honestly, when started with dildos, but when that crossed my mind, I'm pretending that I'm actually watching her with another guy. Oh man, that scared me. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, this is my wife. She's only had sex with me. She's only even kissed me because we started, teenagers. And why would I want that? What is wrong with me? And so
why would you want to watch me be fucked by another guy?
Yeah. And I thought there was something seriously wrong with me. And so I went through and started researching everything online and realized, oh my gosh, this is incredibly common, actually. There's a lot of different motivators, but this fantasy is very common, and that got me to a good place. So by the time we had that first experience, I was buddy.
You were ready. My husband always says, correct me if I'm wrong, babe, we've all got a screw loose, but it's the same screw. Because he always tells me, he's like, what the fuck is wrong with me that I love sharing you so much? And I'm like, I truly don't know what's wrong with you either, but it's working for us.
So he's had that same question then, huh? Like, wait.
Oh, yeah. We have the same conversation you guys did. Like, he was like, what is – like, we never saw this coming when we got married. This was never – always had a great sex life, very sexual, great sex life. But this was not a thought in our mind. So, yeah, we still have these conversations to this day laying in bed giggling. Like, what is wrong with me that I get such joy out of watching you fuck someone else? I'm like, there's a lot wrong with you, babe. I truly don't know.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. It's like one day I'm going to wake up from the dream and pinch myself. Well, that was cool, but I haven't done it yet. So I guess it's reality.
But you know, like you were saying, your marriage has never been stronger. Like, I get text messages hit from him throughout the day, and it's just like, I still can't believe I'm married to you. Like, you are the hottest fucking person in the world. And like, I'm sorry, but most husbands don't talk to their wives like that. So whatever I'm doing to make my husband that obsessed with me and talk to me like that, I'll do that forever.
Yeah. No, and I love that because, yeah, Fox is the same way. And like, from hearing your other podcasts, from you've interviewed other hot wives, and it's like, I sense that they have that same connection within their relationships. It's just like, I feel like he puts me on a pedestal like every day. Like, he already did, but now he's just like, always just, I don't know.
They're in awe of us.
And he, like,
I'm pretty amazing. I know.
Hey, I own it. I'm like, my husband loves the shit out of me.
Yeah. But his best way of saying it is just like, he's just like, you're my favorite porn star. I just love watching you. I would rather watch you than porn. And why not, like, make that, you know?
Yeah. And we've always liked, like, even our honeymoon, we took some pictures and videos because.
And he loves capturing me, and he loves, well, that's what we started with. It's just you, like, capturing images of me, and then.
I always loved that,
Okay, so let me ask you a question, because you guys have been together since day one, and, you know, into the religion, out of the religion, society norms, all those sorts of things. And then it seems like you just both landed up on the diving board and jumped in and did cannonballs, and there was no dipping the toes in. Was there porn? Did you guys watch porn at all when you were still in the religion?
Oh yeah, he did big time.
Okay.
Well,
but it was, that's another thing that was very much like sinful and shame, like, you know.
Well, yeah, it's just, masturbation is almost as bad as murder. So, you know, every time you jerk off, you're not much better than Ted Bundy.
That's what we're talking about.
And so porn, yeah, but I saw porn at a young age, which is not good. And it was actually extra damaging because I had no one to talk to about it. I had no one, I couldn't talk to anyone about it because it was such a bad thing. But then I got into, it was actually pretty, what I thought, compulsive growing up, because I would just like, I can't do it. I'd go a month or so without looking at it, and then I would succumb. And then I would just be in this repetitive cycle of guilt. And then throw fair in the mix. And anytime I have, you know, we have fun together, then the next day I just feel like going to hell. You know, you go confess to your bishop, you go through all these processes, and it's like, so yeah, porn was big. But even when we were married, when I looked at porn, he saw it as cheating on you. So
I did. And it's funny because back then when we were part of the religion, it was like, I was on him. I was like, you're not watching porn, are you? You know,
Mormons get divorced over porn.
They do.
No joke.
It's so crazy how bad they make people feel about something that is so natural.
Yep.
Which is funny now, fast forward all these years, now I'm making my own.
I was going to say, the Fox, do you still watch porn, or is it just Farrah now? Because my husband does not watch any other porn besides mine.
Sometimes we'll watch it in the bedroom together. That's the funny thing. Like I said, you know, the jury's out. Is it addictive? Is it not? You know, it was compulsive for me when it was something I thought I couldn't do. And then now that, like, it's okay.
As soon as I tell him, I don't care if you watch porn, he's like, oh, well, I don't want to watch it anymore.
it wasn't like this constant pull that I was fighting, you know? And if I wanted to look at it, I would. But then as we've made a lot more porn, then I pretty much, if it's on my own time, it's her. Sometimes we'll watch other porn in the bedroom together. But for the most part, it's all our own stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
Same
especially
with us.
Especially now that we're getting more into the hot wife world and him recording, like, been with more content creator. Well, I say more, it's two. But like, we just like, oh, let's pull that up. Let's watch that, where I've been with another guy, you know? Yeah. It's like, that's the hottest porn.
Yeah, you see us searching for girls that look like her body type wise, and I'd squint my eyes and be like, yeah.
It kind of looks like, yeah, it kind of looks like Farrah.
I could see her. I mean, all you have to look for is like tall, hot blonde, and there she is, right? Like, it's not that hard. Leggy, tall, hot blonde, and there's your wife. Okay, so about 5 years ago, you have this weekender with the college roommate. Where did it go from there? You went through your cycle that we all go through. And then what direction did it head?
And then we just kind of paused on the hot wife world, really, for a little bit, but not like fantasizing about it, or like we just for like a year or two, right? Wasn't it?
Well, the fantasy never went away.
No, so thing, not the fantasy of it, but just actually in reality, like doing it. We were just kind of put on hold for a little bit. I was just figuring out because I don't know. For me, it's like I can't fully enjoy it if I'm feeling that guilt after. So I'm like, okay, I know I want it. I just got to get rid of that part of my brain and that has that so I can fully enjoy it.
Well, that and we're limited options, small town limited
options. Yeah, and then we have limited options too. But I would say,
and my old buddy, you're not really that attracted to him. It was just kind of the right time, right place.
Yeah.
So after this night where it just kind of happened, was it a conversation that you guys had afterwards, or was it just like, holy crap, like that was incredible? And, you know, what was the communication between you guys like afterwards?
It was a lot of like, that was super hot, but there's like a weight, like that guilt is still there. Mm-hmm. So I got to figure it out. So you let me process that and kind of, you know, unwire my brain really from that guilt and get rid of that. And then, but yeah, it was very hot and we'd always go back to it, even though I had guilt around it, but like, oh, let's talk about when I sucked your friend's cock, you know, when we're in the bedroom. So it's still super hot to fantasize about. But then I would say probably like a year, 2 years later. So probably 2 years ago is when we started getting back into it and just having playing around more.
Again, with limited options, local area, like.
That's right. We got on apps, Reddit, and we're finding.
We tried the old friend finder. We tried all the ones that there's in our local. It's just our market was limited where we're at. And we can't travel that easily. We got kids at home and that kind of stuff. So it was just a matter of the amount of time we had. And right. then, yeah, you're still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
But we met a few couples, and that was fun. Although I was always like distracted by what Farrah was doing, which I kind of felt bad for.
couples. So yeah, that's right. When we got back in, we were with couples, yeah. another couple. But yeah, it'd be hard for him because all to be with the other woman because all he wanted to do was to watch me with the guy. And so we're just kind of like figuring out what works best. And that we're like, you know what? Let's just find a single dude who can just fuck me thoroughly and you can just sit back and watch it right. and join in every once in a while. That's what I like is like how everybody does it so differently too mm-hmm. in this world. Like when I first was realizing about the swinger world in general, my first thought was, oh, just full swap. That's what they do. There's, you know, I didn't realize how everyone does it so differently. I didn't know about stag vixen, or I didn't know about the cuckold thing, or I didn't know about, you know, all these different ways that people.
Oh, same girl. I was so naive. Fantasy. I had yeah. no clue what any
like,
of this.
Oh. Yeah. And so I'm like, this is new. I'm like, this is pretty cool that we can just figure out. And then even the stag vixen way, I feel like there's so many different ways that people do it. Like the wife going out alone, or the husband watching, or the husband sometimes joining in. It's like everybody mm-hmm. likes it a little bit differently. And but yeah, so that's how we are. Like, I love having him there. And what's fun, it just in general, is like he was the first guy I fucked, and he's been there for every guy I fucked since then.
That's so hot.
So yeah, but so that's kind of where we're at now.
So do you remember, gosh, it probably was like a year ago, because we're fairly new. We're about a year and a half in. Mm-hmm. We were chatting. We were kind of flirting through, back then it was Twitter messages. And you were like, hey, if you're ever in this area, I've got a stag for you. And I was so nervous because I was like, oh my God, she's so hot. Like, is she going to watch me if I go with her? Like, you know, we were kind of chatting a little bit. And I was just like, I don't know. I've never had a wife watch me. Like, that's, but I was intrigued.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because, like, since he's been so into watching me, I'm like, I've more recently got into, like, this, oh, actually, it'd be pretty hot to watch you with another woman, too. And that hasn't happened as much.
With other actually, wives, yeah.
With other wives. But it's hard because I want cock so bad. But at the same time, like, I'm like, that would be really hot to watch you with another woman. But... like, I really want a dick, though.
Yeah, so but how also do we find both me work someone. At the
same time? I got to get mine, too, so.
Well, so that's our situation. So I want all the cock, and I don't want to see you with anyone else because I'm a jealous bitch. And so, like, I haven't got to that. Well, that's not true. We've done a couple swap. And for the right woman, I would be all about it. Like, if it was someone I knew he was super attracted to and, like, into it, that would be really hot for me. But we haven't had that situation yet. So far, it's just been me out hot wifing. I haven't let my stag play yet without me, or with me not being a part of this, like, couple swap thing.
Right, yeah. And I get, like, and for me, for, you know, when we first were in this, I felt like, because we had our other couple that we first met with, and they were super open-minded, but they just do it differently. Like, they will both go out on their own.
Completely open marriage.
Yeah. Okay.
And in my brain, I was like, do we need to get to that point? Is that something that we need to, like, is that something we need to get to, like, next level to achieve? But I'm like, no, this is what we like. It's not like we have to get to some, like, we're both comfortable with this, and it's not like a leveling up kind of a situation, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Like you said, there's like, you already said it, there's so many different ways to do it, and you find what works for you. And there you go. Like, for us, like, sometimes I play alone because, like you, we have children as well. So he can't always go with me, but he is comfortable with me playing alone as long as it's videoed. That's our rule, right? Because if it's not on video, you're cheating. I got to see it happen. So I'll go alone or he'll go with me. So yeah, that works for us, and it is completely just me that's playing, and he just loves watching me play. But other couples do it differently, and there's nothing wrong with that. I personally, like, have a hard time being the unicorn. Like, I've been asked multiple times to come into a marriage and be the other woman, and for me that's scary because I know how I might feel about it, and I don't ever want to be like a problem. And women, we're so emotional. Like we just are. We're emotional beings. We're possessive beings. And like, I don't want to get into a situation where they thought they wanted it and then they didn't, and now I'm there. So I've been really hesitant to take up any of these unicorn offers, just because I'm like, I never want to be the reason that like something goes wrong in the marriage. You know what I mean? And I know couples are totally into it. They love that. They want that. But it's my own personal comfort level that like, hey, I don't know how I feel walking into a marriage. I don't know if I want to be that person, but hey, bring me a fucking bull to walk into mine. Like, it's fine.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't do that either. I couldn't be like the unicorn, as you say, going into another couple. Like, we had a couple that we were with for a while that we would be in the same room together with, but we always got this sense, and they were great people, just open and fun, but we always got the sense that he was like pushing her, like she wasn't super comfortable. And we always told him from the get-go, like, we don't want to mess up anyone's marriage. Like, this is not like, you know, if you don't want anything or if you're not comfortable, you got to say it. Anyway, we always got the sense that she was being pushed. She wasn't really feeling it, but she kept going along with it. But yeah, that kind of blew up because it was true. Like,
yeah,
she was being pushed. And so I feel like in this world, it's like, there's always someone maybe that wants it more than the other, but it's about that communication and just working with each other with where they're at, I guess, and not pushing each other to, I don't know.
Well, you get a lot of, you know, questions about how do I make my wife do this?
Yeah, I've got, I don't know.
That's your first, problem. Right?
We get those questions daily, like because of the podcast. How do I make my wife do this? I'm like, well, first of all, you don't make your wife do anything.
Right. Yeah.
Like this has to be, you have to have a solid marriage. Like you have to be rock solid. This has to be a very consensual thing. Like you don't make someone do anything, or I'll get messages like, yeah, went on a hot wife date with my wife. She said she didn't love it. So how do I convince her to do it again? I'm like, no, that's not what I'm here for. Like, I'm not giving you any advice to that. You don't convince her to do anything. You guys need to communicate. That's what you need to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's how it harms marriage, you know, obviously. But other than that, if you're able to be on the same page with everything and constantly be checking in, communicating about where you're at and understanding where each other's at, then it's only going to strengthen and grow your marriage. And not only that, but your sex life is, whew, like,
That reclaimed sex. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The reclaimed sex, too. That's something pretty hot.
We just did that this morning, actually. It is. It's the best. I actually had recently, so I had a bull, a single bull who got into a relationship, and she plays as well. Like they do the lifestyle thing together. And so him and I were setting up a date, and he was like, oh yeah, she's going to come too. She only wants me to play with you now if she's there. And I was like, hey, listen, love you, but no. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound solid enough healthy, yet, like, yeah, to where I want to kind of be involved in that. Like now we're going from like a bull dynamic to now I'm the unicorn, and I'm just not comfortable with it. Like once I know, like,
and she's watching,
she's playing, but didn't want him to play with me without her there, which is fine because I don't want that for my husband either. But yeah, it was just like, it doesn't, I want to only play with couples who are on the same level in terms of have such a solid relationship, and you can tell that this is only enhancing everything that they have.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Makes it more fun for all involved.
Yeah. But I think that's also why we've kind of just gone to bulls and just single males. Like it just easier that way too.
Okay. So about a year ago, about a year ago, you got back in, started finding people on the apps. Where did the content creation come in?
Great question.
I started taking pictures. Actually, I have pictures of her in high school. I took some pictures of her in bikini in high school. I still have.
He always loved, like I said, taking pictures. And it was funny because before we started our page and doing content creation, it was like, okay, it was like his birthday present. Okay, you get to take pictures of me once a year.
Because you still felt guilty for creating your own porn.
Yeah, because I was making my own porn. And then really, it's been about 2 years, year and a half that with content creation that we started it. And a big thing for me is just like, he loves taking pictures and recording and videoing. And I just wanted to document our journey, really. It's like, I realized, like, I am not the same person I was 10, 15 years ago. Like, complete, like, 180 of, as far as how I view things and how, anyway. And so I love being able to show the world, like, our journey through it, really, is what it is. Kind of like what would you call it? Our journal in that way.
Yeah.
Posting and.
Well, but yeah, before we were creators, you know, when you get on these apps, you take pictures and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I already enjoyed that, and it scratches my creative itch. And so we started doing it a lot more for that. And then, you know, people start saying, oh, that's really good. You should, you know, try this out. And then OnlyFans, yeah, all these things.
Yeah, we've had people suggest, oh, you should do OnlyFans or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, might as well. Like,
why not?
Try it out, yeah. Yeah, and honestly, it's all the creation world has been great as far as finding more people to have fun with.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It helps, and we've actually gotten a couple comments lately that, like, they liked me better before last year when I didn't work with content creators so much, when it was more lifestyle and it seemed more authentic. But what they don't understand is how hard it is to find people that way, and the content creation actually makes it a lot easier to find people to have fun with. Like, yes, they might be creators. It might be a little bit different of a vibe, but they're there. Like, we've had such a hard time finding lifestyle people, but the content creators, they're in it for the same reasons. And it's so much easier to set something up and have a good time. And at the end of the day, whether it's lifestyle or content creation, I'm still hot wifing. My husband's still fucking watching me get fucked by someone else and getting joy out of it. So who doesn't matter who it's with?
Going over to the content creator world, this is like, you can, I feel like, get a better idea of what you want and like the vibe that you're looking for, opposed to just finding guys online, like single guys, because then they start, I don't know, help me out. Like,
is it more like the content creators have a reputation, right? Like, you see their work, you see what they're about.
Right, they have a reputation, but it's also the platform of like, okay, well, we're Stag Vixen couple. This is what we like, this is what we don't like. But you're on like Reddit or whatever, and like with this one guy, it was just more like he tried to make it more romantic, and like then he got camera, like then he said he wanted to be on camera and he was cool with it, and then he's not. Then he's like, well, why can't we just be alone for a little bit? I'm like, really? Like, I thought we knew that like Fox was gonna be here. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. So things kind of got weird when we met him online, but like content creators, like the two that we've been with, like they just get it, you know, like they knew our style, and they just, because they've been through that before. I don't know.
I know just from your page, Poppy was one of them, right? Poppy Chulo.
Yeah.
He's great. I've collabed with him before. He's awesome. And then who was your other creator, if you don't mind throwing it out?
ST, is it L or one? STL 9-inch.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Another part of the bullpen.
Yeah, nice. Bolton. Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like, he was our first one, and he knew like what, you know, I mean, we also described like how, what our fantasy was and like what we liked as far as the hot wife world.
But he kept at you for a year, texting you for a year.
Yeah, he did for a while, hit me up. And then
because
I was kind of iffy about the content creator world. Cause I was like, well, I don't know. Like,
it's a jump. It's different because you're out there, yeah. And they're out there. I get it. I totally get it.
And you worry about the there is this stigma, even in the lifestyle world, which is supposed to be the most open-minded world, but there's still some of them have that stigma that what we're doing is not authentic. It's somehow not the same. And like you, like people saying that you were different because you're doing this. It's like you say, you'll fuck these guys anyways. It's just
yeah, it's right. Just easier because you're able to, yeah.
Well, we've had similar lifestyle things to what you're describing. I had a guy who was like trying to call me all the time and FaceTime me and wanted to take me on dates. And I'm like, this is not what this is. I am not looking for a boyfriend. Like, I am very happily married. This is different. And then we had a guy, yeah, who said he was camera ready, but refused to get verified on OnlyFans. Like, all these lifestyle people, we have had one that we just caught this weekend that catfished us completely, like, wasn't who we said. So it got really frustrating. I can't even tell you how many times, like just before the start of 2024, where I was like, I'm done. Like, this isn't even fun anymore. It's been more of a pain in the ass than anything. I almost like threw in the towel. And so actually moving to the content creation world and actually knowing who these guys are and talking to other hot wives and they vouch for him, it's been so much better than going in blind.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And because I think for us, like, we did have such a hard time before, like, the content creator world of, like, you know, finding people that way. It was really hard. And plus being in a smaller town, too. Yeah. And so, yeah, I was like, okay, why am I trying so hard? I have a busy life. I have kids. I'm like, this is like a waste of my time. And so, yeah, finding Bullpen and then, yeah, people vouch for him. I'm like, okay, well, I feel a lot safer because everybody's like, yeah, he's great. He's respectful. I'm like, oh, well, let's try this out. Like, kind of have like your review in a way there.
Yeah. And it was nice with them because the single guys that we had found on our own, you could tell they were never really comfortable with me being there. And that definitely takes away from the experience. And then when you get with these guys, Papi Chulo and STL City,
yeah,
they're just like, they almost seem to thrive on you being there. They're into it. And like, I hop in there and they're like, they're pushing her head down on my dick to suck my dick. And I'm like, this is cool. Man. Yes, awesome.
They know what we like. They know how to do it, and they just got it. And yeah. it was super hot. So they made me believers of the content creator world.
Yeah.
It's so nice anyway. When you have a great first experience like that. You're like, this is what I've been looking for.
Yeah. I mean, I see the pros and cons of both of them for sure. And there are, but yeah, we've had a good experience with it, but not a lot of experience with other content creators by any means.
It's tough. I mean, you guys say you're in a small city. We're in California. And so everyone's like, oh, great. You probably have tons of people out here. And we do, but they're more mainstream, which is not my style. Yeah. So it's actually harder than people think too out here in California, because unless I want to go mainstream, which most mainstream people honestly don't want to work with me because I'm faceless.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what you mean by mainstream.
Yeah, like the mainstream porn people. We've got a lot out here. Yeah. I mean, we're right in the middle. We're pretty close to LA. There's a lot out here, but they want females who are going to show their face, and that's not me right now. So I've had a lot of people contact me, and they're like, well, would you show your face for me? I'm like, no. And they're like, okay, bye. Like, okay, see ya.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that does, yeah, make it hard.
But I'm also, too, about I want to vibe with someone. Like you said, you talked to STL for a year. You had to fill out the vibe. Like, I am definitely more about the vibe with someone than just, like, the random meetup. Because, god dang, those conversations are, like, they get so tiring to have the same one over and over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are you into? What are you not into? It's like, oh, my god, I just, like, want someone that, like, I vibe with, that I just want to, like, fuck. So I've been trying to just kind of steer more towards that lately, like, repeats with people that, like, hey, I genuinely have a good time with this person.
And that's what I was telling that the Fox and I talk about often. I'm like, okay, ideally we have one local single guy that just meets, you know, all of our little checklist boxes of what we want, and then we have, you know, the one that, you know, comes in every now and then. And yeah, you know, but yeah, you have your small, like, handful of
rotation
of guys. So it's not new ones all the time and having to go through the initial. But I guess every once in a while, like, the nerves and the newness of it is exciting too. But not something I like doing all the time.
I like still get nervous every time. Even if it's with someone I've been with multiple times, I still get nervous. I think it's just that, like, the buzz that you get before. I feel it every time. So you and I have talked off air. We have not been on camera yet together, ladies and gentlemen. Not yet, anyway. We've talked off air, and we are very similar in that in our real lives, we're very shy. We're pretty reserved. We kind of like to fly under the radar. Currently, right now, I'm in, like, jeans and a sweatshirt and a baseball hat. That is, like, my 99% of the time mom wear.
Yeah.
How is it for you? Like, I can't explain what's different about it for me, like, posting pictures and stuff online. It's so hot for everyone to see it. But, like, I can't explain it because in my real world, I'm so different. And you and I are similar like that. What is the buzz you get from, like, being able to put all this online? Besides it being a journal, like, what does it do for you in that sense, like, your secret identity?
Good question. I think for me, a lot of it is just kind of giving a middle finger to how I was raised, honestly, and just owning my body and not being having shame about it, but not only just owning it, but what's the word? Just really being proud of, you know, this is who I am. And I love, you know, showing it off, really. Like, I love the just owning my body, really. The exhibition is kink. I guess that's what it is. I do have that kink for sure.
Because, yeah, really in the lifestyle, too, we go to different lifestyle venues and not have sex with anybody, but we got off on having sex in front of people.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
So that's so hot. That's my next venture. I want to do that so bad. I love that you guys did that.
And it was pretty fun to be like the, like a lifestyle.
Yeah, or nude beach. And yeah, that was a little bit more.
And what's great about those is like with everyone naked, everyone, just like there's no judgment, no like, and so respectful. Like you just wouldn't think that that would, you know, until you're in a place like that, your automatic, or at least mine, of how you're raised is just like, you just think a certain way of those types of places. But once you're there, you're like, this is actually amazing. And just being in this complete judgment-free, respectful zone and like those lifestyles, it's just pretty cool.
That's what I've heard about those places. We haven't been, but everyone says the same thing. No judgment, super accepting, super fun. Everyone's just always there to have a good time. But hold on, I got to ask about this club. How did it work when you guys were having sex in front of people? Was it like you went down to the play area? Was it like right there in the main club? Because this is so hot to me. I got to know this.
So for us, we didn't. We were just out at the on the pool deck. You know, there's chairs out everywhere. What do you call them? Just like
the loungers.
The lounger chairs. And there was like people. No one was having sex at the time. It was packed full of people. No one's having sex. There's like people like giving hand jobs or whatever. But then, you know, we had a few drinks and I was feeling good. And so I think I started sucking your cock and I just like, and I got super turned on sucking his cock. And I could tell people were watching that I just like flipped over on top of you and started riding you. And then before I know it, the fox, he's like, turn around. I look around and there's the people like literally peeking over their chairs, like watching us. Then people start coming closer and like they're just standing there. They're just enjoying the show. But I was so lost in just riding him in front of everyone. It was pretty amazing experience.
That
and
is I feel so like hot.
That was really kind of what freed me from like this guilt and shame kind of like that helped me is just being in front of other people and just with you though and like just being free sexually. I'm like, this is it. Like, I love this. Like, why would I ever feel guilty about stuff like this? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
When you come and then you hear cheers and applause from people you don't know, it's pretty amazing experience.
Yeah, we have to be like, woo, good job.
Babe, I want you to clap for me every time. No, every time I come, I want you to cheer and clap.
I'm going to be the hype man. I'm bringing a megaphone and we're going all in.
Oh God.
We go home that weekend, have sex in our bedroom. I'm like, where is everyone cheering? Like, come on.
It's so quiet in here. That is so hot. Oh my gosh. I need to go have sex at a pool. If I saw you guys and I'm like, look at this hot ass blonde riding her husband, I'd watch.
So did it change the vibe?
Did it change the vibe at the pool after? Yeah. Like you guys broke the seal for everybody else?
Then they all started fucking?
Well, even before we were done, people were watching and other people did start fucking too. So that was...
People were starting to fuck while we were fucking next to us. They're like, oh, okay, this is happening.
It's an orgy now.
It's, an orgy. It's kind of hard to not get turned on when people like right next to you are...
Going at it,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I highly recommend a place like that.
But I will say, we haven't been to one that allows single guys.
Yeah.
And I've heard, even though sounds like we'd be into, but... we have friends that have been to those, and they say that they're kind of
more aggressive sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
really?
We've been to couples only kind of lifestyle places. Yeah, a buddy of mine that he takes his wife to the ones all single guys, and he says it's just like they're just falling around like a bunch of like
lost puppy dogs trying to, and it's just weird.
Just jerking off.
That was his opinion of it. So we've only done couples only kind of swinger venues or lifestyle venues.
We need to try it for real and see.
But I could see that. I could see that because when you're at a couple one, like no matter what, I'm getting laid. My husband's here, right? My wife's here. Like no matter what, I'm getting laid. So I don't give a shit. But when you're a single guy that goes, like you're there on a mission. So yeah, you're probably like scouting. I could see how it would be that like creepy vibe almost.
Yeah. I would, yes, go if you're going to go for a first time, go to a couples one first. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm very intrigued.
Now I want to go back again.
I know. The four of us should go. Now you guys make us want to go. We got to go together.
Yeah.
I'll be your hype person. I'll be like, get it.
Cheer each other on.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my gosh. That would be so fun. Okay, so what is your ideal bull look like? What's the criteria?
Well, the ones that STL 9-inch did pretty good with what he was given to us, like just being comfortable having the fox in there, but then also being comfortable when fox wants to join in and fuck me too. And you'd be surprised. Well, at least from our experience, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of men out there that are cool though. Like we've even had our single guys that take that more like not possessive, but you could tell they want to like take me away. I'm like, no, like that's not how it works. Like, he likes watching. I like him watching. Like I get off having another cock inside me, but I also really get off by having another cock inside me and looking over at the fox and staring at him in the eyes while I'm being fucked, you know?
Like, that is the hottest part of it, honestly.
Yeah, and like we connect that way too, me and the fox. Like I don't know how to describe it, but it is connective at the same time and dirty, and I love it.
Oh no, I get it completely. I love flirting with my husband while I'm taking cock from someone else. Like I want to give you the eyes and flirt with you while I'm fucking being fucked up hard. Like it's just there's something so hot about it.
Yeah, and so finding a bull that like gets that and understands that dynamic that we have, that's kind of just, like that key. So that's
all right. Are you currently, and you don't have to give us names, are there like any other creators you're currently talking to try to make something work right now?
No, I have stuff kind of in the works like for May, possibly down the road. But nothing I would say for sure right now. But nobody.
It's never for sure till it happens. I've learned that very quickly.
Yeah, no, you always hate things. Yeah. Even if it's a week out, you're like, tentatively, but things could change.
Until I am there, it's, exactly. I learned that really quickly. Things change very fast. But
But for us, if we could have something every 2-3 months, I mean, if we could do it more, if we didn't have kids, I'd be like, oh yeah, all the time. But kids, they kind of throw a wrench in things sometimes.
Yeah, so we've got two of those. We totally understand schedules and this, and I work full time and my husband works full time and it's hard. It's hard to get it.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
And then babysitters are our issue lately is because, I mean, I have been really busy, which I'm super thankful for, but like, what the hell do you tell the babysitter? Like, why am I gone every Friday and Saturday night now? Why are we leaving for a few hours every weekend? I'm running out of excuses. Like, I don't even know what to say anymore. And it's not a babysitter. It's like family that's watching our kids. So I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
We just went out with friends last week and we just went to a party last week. I had a work conference. I did an overnighter hot wife date this weekend. So I had a work conference. Like, I am running out of shit to say.
You need to get a second job, I guess. And then that could be your cue.
I don't know. Yeah, I need to get a traveling job. Oh, I'm a flight attendant now, actually.
Yeah, there you go. Flight attendant. Perfect.
So yeah, we get it. If you could do it more, for sure. But real life, unfortunately, gets in the way of hot wife life.
Yep, but we make it work somehow.
Well, yeah, and you stay up with your content and like keep it fun that way too, posting that. And you guys do post some hot stuff. See, babe, the fox is on camera. My husband doesn't do cameras usually. He's on camera.
Okay.
<He's> like, I see there's
I don't think you hot. Swayed him one bit.
Not
I don't
at
think
all.
You swayed him one bit.
Every once in a while, I'll get him to post a short clip of him fucking me on OnlyFans. That's it, just on OnlyFans. And the people love it because they don't get to see that side of us very often. They don't get to see the reclaiming because he's not on camera. So when we give them like even just a little clip, I'm like, look how much they love it. And it's the same reaction you guys just got. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, I get the reclaiming because like we fuck, you know, she'll come up to my office and be like, hey, do you got time? Oh, yeah, fuck me for like 15 minutes.
He works from home, so we have lots of lunch break fuck sessions.
Oh, I love that.
So you see a lot of that posting in between.
But like, and that's fine. Yeah, film that all day long. But the reclaiming, I have a hard time filming the reclaiming because when it comes to filming, I'm usually the one setting up the camera angles and things like that. And it takes me out of the moment. And when I'm reclaiming, I just want to be focused on that. Right. And so we don't actually have any of that out there.
A lot of reclaiming.
Yeah.
We have one from the Vegas that we still need to
get
up. It's hard editing. Like when the only thing that makes me want to show my face is the time it takes to blur everything that I like, especially when you add more guys in there that neither face is blurred. I'm like, fuck, there's so many faces to blur. Like this is.
Oh girl, I know. We had to give my stuff to an outside editor because we just couldn't do it. So again, if y'all are listening, HWK Vids is the shit, but that's who does mine because yeah, blurring. My husband was doing it. Hot Soccer Daddy was like, it is literally sucking the life out of me. Like, just sit here and blur every frame. I might have to get that name from you again later. Yeah, for sure. He does all of ours because we just didn't have time. And now we're able to get videos out a lot more frequently than when Hot Soccer Daddy was doing it.
Yeah, it's a process for sure.
But yeah, we made a mistake. He says the same thing. He's like, just show your face. Like, if he's ever, like, editing now, he's like, fuck it. Just show it. I don't even care anymore.
That's funny because that's what the Fox tells me all the time. Whenever I'm complaining about it, he's like, you know what would be a lot quicker? If you just show your face. I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck you. Oh, wow.
Fox, would you be, honestly, if she was like, okay, would you be cool with that?
Oh, I'm ready to show our faces.
You are. Okay. He is. Okay.
Yeah, I have a job and everything, but it's like of course it always get leaked, but I would only show it for paid, you know, subscribers
I'm ready for it.
Behind a paywall. Because I'm proud of it. And it's not that she's not, it's just
it's the kids
and we still live in a very conservative part of the country and small town. And so, you know, I respect that. But
well, I'm gay maybe when I'm in like I'm in my 60s, you'll see my face now.
But then we're gonna go back into the show my face when I'm in my 60s.
I know.
That's why you go back in the archive, you save all the raw footage, and you re-release it later. You know,
there you go.
The OG stuff. Face, yeah.
Put my 60-year-old face on my 30-year-old body.
No, just re-release the old stuff with your face.
With your old face too.
There you go.
And you'd probably create some weird genre of porn of like, yeah, what is it?
AI porn.
Face on
It all started here.
Let's copyright that shit right now. No, I get it. So we've been battling with this for a long time, and our listeners know we've gone back and forth for so long. And I do work full time, which will probably change after this year. But even after I don't work and I don't have that concern, I do worry about the kids. So I'm the same. Mm-hmm. I never want anything that we do in our personal life that we do for fun to affect my children in any way. Our area is pretty conservative as well. So I have a lot of hesitation with that too. And once you show your face, you can't go back, right? Like and so you have to be 100% sure. And every hot wife that I've talked to that does show their face always tells me, you'll know when it's right. Like, you'll know. And I haven't quite got there yet. There's times I feel like I'm there, but then the next day I'm like, oh, fuck no, I'm not there. So
yeah.
I need to be there for multiple days to be like, yes, this is actually something I want to do. But we've talked about the paywalls and all of that. And I don't know. It's a scary thing to, especially for someone like you and me who are actually very shy and under the radar in our real lives to have those two worlds potentially meet. I'm not ready for my two worlds to meet yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I get it. Yeah, I get you 100%. And then where do you see or where would you like to see your content creation going here in the near future?
Actually, I haven't really thought about that future of our. I don't really have any big visions for it. I just keep going as we're going. I mean, obviously, we get more bowls on there and, you know, more of the fun weekends. But at this time, it's just kind of hard to do with kids and stuff. But
I mean, it keeps opening doors like this. This is a new thing for us. And so, right. So we just like that it keeps opening doors. And we're like, oh,
yeah, like doing this podcast or doing, you're just meeting new people is really what I love about this, is just finding new people through doing what we love, you know, and being able to, with our content creation, we've found a lot of like very open-minded people that we've really just connected with. And so, yeah, I love that part of it.
I say the same thing, that, you know, the fucking is fun and the hot wife dates are fun. But my favorite part has been this podcast and talking to other people like you guys and really getting to know them and listening to their stories and building relationships that way. Because sometimes this life could feel very lonely, especially if nobody in your real life knows, which I'm assuming for you guys, they probably don't, knowing your background. Does anyone in your real life know?
Not,
we have a few lifestyle friends that know, but
not, but they're already in the lifestyle and you met them through this kind of thing. But no, not really at all. Like, as I'm thinking about it, like even on this podcast, it's my first time really verbally talking through like our journey and process. Like we put it all over the internet, but I haven't never really talked through it before. So
isn't it therapeutic? This has been great.
It is. It's, yeah. And then even just listening the few podcasts that I've listened to of yours, I'm like, I want more. I want to listen to more of this because it's nice hearing other people and what they go through. I'm like, oh, I felt the same way, or oh, I'm not alone. I feel like, you know, going through the same thing and same thoughts. And so, yeah.
I always say this is our therapy. I'm like, I don't know if I could tell a real therapist all this shit, but I'll get up here and tell the whole world about it. It's fine.
Right.
But it makes me feel better. Now,
yeah.
And stop me if this is a little personal, but knowing how you guys grew up and the religion that was kind of that you were in and the ideas forced upon you and the shame you felt, would you raise your children differently? Like knowing what you do now, and I always worry if my kids found out, what does that conversation look like? Are you going to be more open with your kids?
So that's a very good question, because that's something that's been on my mind. And I think it's everyone's worst fear is their kids finding out too. Mm-hmm. And what I've talked to Fox about, you know, when I've expressed that concern to him, he's like, just think about how you were raised. Like, what do you think is more damaging and harder to hear? Like being shamed for anything and everything sexual and having that like permanent, like, you know, shift of like how you see sexuality that you have to take years to unwire, or how do you describe it? Of like, if their kids found out and then they realize, you know,
well, like, yeah. Don't want to find out, but if they did, I mean, I'm already more open with my kids about sex, talking about sex in general, not for content creation, than I ever would been if I was still Mormon. And like, I have a daughter, that's my oldest child, and she's a teenager, and she talks to me about sex like it's nothing. And sometimes I have to be like, Farrah, come in here, I need help with this one.
That is my husband's worst nightmare, by the way, is our daughter probably talking to him about sex.
But see, coming from where we came from, like, I never even had a sex talk for my parents, you know? It's like, we just don't talk about it. And so, kind of being more in this world, too, has made me more open-minded that I can, you know, approach these more, like, uncomfortable feeling things with our kids and, like, make it more a sex-positive thing and, I guess, preparation for down the road when they do find out, or when it comes, you know, like hopefully 10, 20 years down the road, or not at all if they don't find out. But
yeah, I mean, it's two extremes, I guess. But like, yeah, if they found out, I mean, there would definitely be some damage control, and we just have to take that, cross that bridge when we came to it. But that's what I like what you were saying, I say is that we were taught something damaging in a very different way. Like,
right.
It's very damaging what you're taught in a purity culture about your body and what's normal. And that people never get over that. There's people that never get over that. That's why you have people messaging us saying,
I think if our kids found out, it wouldn't be long-term damage. You'd be like, ew, gross. And then kind of like move on.
That's how I see it, honestly. Yeah. And if anything, a deterrent from them to look at porn, because I might see mom and dad.
Oh, God. That's a way to get them to never look at it, for sure.
But there's also an example from you guys at your setting, and not to say that monogamous couples aren't doing this, but I know more monogamous couples than non-monogamous couples, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's probably a bad example or a bad comparison, but I don't see very many people in the lifestyle that are getting divorces or having, mm-hmm. you know, abusive, not necessarily physically abusive, but just abusive relationships in general. You know, they're just, that connection isn't there. And I think that that's an example that if and when that conversation has to happen with my children, it's like, well, hey, you guys have seen what a strong relationship looks like. The sex side mm-hmm. is whatever you guys want to make of it is fine. But I think what we're reinforcing is open-mindedness. And mm-hmm. with very constrictive religions or norms, it, like you said, I mean, what kind of damage this is creating down the road that we've got to work through. And I see a heck of a lot more going through. You are supposed to be this person and fight those urges that are natural and mm-hmm. bottle it all up and get rid of it, as opposed to, hey, I'm exploring with my partner and this one person that I love more than anything in the world, and we're doing this thing together, you know, and mm-hmm. and that's the bond that we share, and that's the bond that I would hope that they're looking at and going, okay, hey, they're solid, and this is what a relationship and what true love looks like. Whether they're having sex mm-hmm. with other people is really secondary, you know, that's besides the point, but they're looking at the damn relationship going, yeah, they're inseparable.
Well, and I hope our kids see that. I hope they see that we are best friends. And I hope our daughter finds a man that opens doors for her every single time and makes sure she's taken care of. And yeah, our son sees, it's funny because like Hot Soccer Daddy cannot walk by me, physically cannot walk by me without slapping my ass, humping my leg, humping my, like, it is drawn. And our son has picked up on it. Our son walks by me and slaps my ass every single time now. But you know what? Good. I hope that's the kind of relationship that both of our kids strive to have, is like one like we have.
That's amazing because, yeah, the Fox does the same thing. Like, he's always doing that. I'm like, dude, like, the kids are watching. He's like, it's, you know, like, it's fine. But, like, he'll smack my ass. He's like, you love me. You worship me. And they see that. It's funny. My youngest boy, one time, I was wearing loose, like, jammy pants or, like, thin. And he came up behind me and he started... He put my hands on my butt, shook. He's like, "Mom, your butt's so jiggly."
Oh my gosh. Literally. That is so funny you say that. I go through the same thing. My son likes to test my pants. So if I'm in sweats or something, he does the same thing. And he's like, "Oh, your butt's jiggly today." But if I'm in jeans, he's like, "Oh, your butt's hard today." Every single time. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. But it's the example and that we give off. And, you know, it might not be the example some other people want to give off. But at the end of the day, our kids know how much we freaking love each other. They comment mm-hmm. on it. They're like, "Oh, you're daddy's favorite person in the whole world." And I'm like, I am. And that's how it should be. And I want you to find someone where you're their favorite person in the whole world.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I love that.
And if you get to grab her ass all the time, good for you, pal.
Right. Yeah. Bonus.
Yeah. What were you going to say? I think our backgrounds diverge quite a bit, even in Mormonisms, because you had this steady one set of parents, mm-hmm. right? And although there was very little like emotion in your home, I don't want to give away because it's a pretty unique number, but between my two parents, I need both my hands to count the number of marriages.
Yeah, he's seen lots of marriages growing up.
Yeah, I'm proud of what
He's learned what not to do in a marriage upbringing.
So that's both of us actually on our end over here, is we both come from homes like that. So same.
Yeah.
And you know, you guys have been married over 20 years. How many people can say that now? Not many.
Yeah.
Over
absolutely.
You know, you've been married for a long time. You have a fantastic relationship. You are sexually attracted to each other. You have everything. And not saying that the lifestyle is doing that for you, but it's only enhancing that. And how many other people can say that they like their spouse this much and they've been married that long?
Absolutely been an enhancement to everything that's just made things just you think things are so great, and then you do something more, you open up the bedroom more, and you're just like, wow, how does this get any better? How does it keep getting better? It like blows my mind. Is this too good to be true? Like, it's
yeah,
fantastic. It's,
the exploration part of it is something we're still, I don't even want to say still, because we haven't been doing this that long. We're going through it all the time. Like, hey, let's try this now. Or this used to be a boundary, but you know what? I'm ready to push it a little bit. And that's been so fun. And sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, nope, don't like that still. Like, it's still a boundary. But other times it's been the most like mind-blowing thing. And I was telling you, I just got back from a sleepover this weekend, and that was a hard line for us. Like, hey, we're not going to ever like have a sleepover with someone else. But I did. And oh my God, Hot Soccer Daddy was so turned on by it. I was like, fuck, I'll go away every night if this is how you're going to act towards me.
That's I got awesome. To spread out on the bed, and
that's why you liked it.
Yeah. Well, not because of your experience. He was just enjoying the bachelor
yeah.
time.
Yeah, no one kicking me in the middle of the night or snoring. You know, yeah, it was great.
But it's like exploring those new things has been awesome for us. It's like, okay, that one is something we like, and every day it just seems like it's getting better and better.
We often ask ourselves, like, could we ever go back to just him and I just having sex? I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely. But do we love doing what we do, and that enhancement that just the extra, just the different level that it brings is just, you know, that newness of it is.
Yeah. And you can just switch so many gears in the bedroom when it is just me and you. I mean, we have our one, and it's just connective and the beautiful. And then sometimes it's be a night where it's just like talking dirty about the hot wife thing. It's just, you just have all these levers to pull, and it just, yeah, opens up the menu quite a bit.
Exactly. We always say that if one person was done or like wanted a break, that would be it. I get nothing out of it if he gets nothing out of it, and he's not enjoying it if I'm on a date and I'm not enjoying it. Like, we are the bottom line. Could we get rid of it? Sure. Do we want to? Not yet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a very healthy place to be at. And that's where we're always kind of checking in. And, you know, that's important to make sure, yeah, we're both wanting to do it, because it doesn't work if we don't, you know. But
well,
yeah, that's what the page, sometimes it feels like work. And that's where it gets hard sometimes when it does start feeling
like
work.
Well, that's why we need to outsource the blurring videos. So yeah, somebody else can do it. Yeah. And I don't
have to get that from you.
Yeah, let's chat.
I'll get a lot more content if I don't have to blur.
Exactly. As long as I never want it to feel like work. Right now, I love what I'm doing on the content side. Like, we've talked about this on others. I don't do very many customs. I don't do very many, like, the things that actually make money on OnlyFans for some people, I don't do a lot of, because I don't have the time for. I'm not going to, I don't have the time to make a lot of customs. I don't have the time to video chat, all that stuff. I like just taking pictures, taking my videos, and throwing them out there. That's what does it for me. If I have time, I like the other stuff too, but it's not my number one. And so I never want it to feel like work. So I just go with what's fun for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I've tried the different things. People ask for customs. I'm like, okay, we'll see if I like it. And I tell the Fox later, I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't really like it. He's like, I'll do it then. I'm like, oh, okay, you're right. Like, okay. I don't like it, I'll do it. I'm like, okay.
My issue is I don't mind them. I mind them at 8:30 at night when I'm trying to go to bed, and that's the only time I have to do it. Then I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this fucking custom. But when I can do it at 10 a.m., I'm like, oh, this is so great. So, you know.
Ready to go. Yeah, a lot of times at the beginning of the day, I'm like, oh yeah, at night, I can do it. And then after I get the kids to bed, I'm like, nope, I'm going to bed. I don't want to do anything else. I'm done.
Exactly.
So, yeah, during the day works out well.
Well, we're excited to see what your content brings. It is hot. If you guys are not following Farrah and the Fox, you should be. She's smoking. They have super sexy videos on there. We'll post your handle in our show notes, but do you want to throw out any Linktree or X handles, OnlyFan handles, so that our listeners can make sure they're following you?
It's all there in the Fox on OnlyFans and...
Yeah, X, X is different. A little bit different on X, and I can never remember it. I just know that it's different.
You can pull it up on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll put it in our show notes too, so they can just click on it. Clink.
It's Farrah and Fox.
Awesome. You guys definitely need to be following them. They're hot. I feel like, yeah, you haven't been doing it a long time, but you've made a lot of movement in the short amount of time that you have.
Well, yeah. It helps when you guys share our stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I love sharing hot people. That's like my favorite. I'm like, oh, I'm sharing this. And you know what? At the end of the day, we all have to have each other's back, because when nobody in your life knows, these become your people. Which is why I love this so much, because now I actually have a lot of friends that I can go to and talk about this stuff with, just by having them on the podcast and building that connection, because I have nobody in my real life whatsoever. Not a single soul knows. And that was really hard for me in the beginning. So now, like, building these connections and like having those people. And then, yeah, we all build by like sharing each other and helping each other out. So I love to do that for friends, because that's the only way we get anywhere.
So. Yep, and I've loved it. Like you said, finding your people, like the open-mindedness of in this world has been great for us too.
It's funny because Hot Soccer Daddy, we were just talking about this. So he's kind of like, he just started a Twitter or an X account as well. And a couple of the other husbands of Hot Wives we've talked to have started their X accounts. So now they have like their little like stag, like Hot Wife support group thing. I don't know. But it's so cool because it's not just me, too. Like, he's got his place here as well.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
There's a few Farrah's Fox accounts. I don't do much. Oh, yeah, that's right. There are a few Farrah Fox accounts.
Well, you have to have yours on OnlyFans to be tagged, right? You have to have yours anyway. But, yeah, it's nice having, like, that as well.
There's nothing there, though.
There's
You guys just have him to be on our stuff. I know.
Right.
There's nothing on his OnlyFans at all. Just he's verified for me.
Right.
I think there's one on Reddit with my cock out. I think there's one picture of me with my cock out.
Yeah.
Your claim to fame.
Yeah. Got four upvotes. Doing pretty good.
Building up that karma real quick. Yeah. Well, we have absolutely loved talking to you guys, hearing your story. Such a unique story coming from the religious background that you did. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm happy you found your way. I'm happy you love where you're at right now. And I'm just happy I got to meet you. We've been chatting for a while, so I'm so glad we finally got to talk.
Yes, us too. We've loved it. Loved it, loved it. So thank you for having us.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Anything else you want to add before we are off the air?
Well, forever in Southern California, we'll let you know.
Yeah,
you better.
Some drinks in person, yeah.
And I think I remember where you're at, but I won't say it on air. But if we're ever there, we're going to hit you guys up too.
Yes, we would love to meet you guys.
All right, thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed hearing from Farrah and the Fox. They are awesome. Make sure you're following them. Make sure you're following me, Sexy Soccer Mom, with three X's. Make sure you're following Hot Soccer Daddy now too. We've loved having them. Thank you for listening. As always, keep fucking.